This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking with Dan Graham. He is the global product leader with worldwide technology for the mobile edge computing. How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Don. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And this is one of the hot topics of the time period here right now. But before we start talking about that, can you give our listeners a little overview of worldwide technology?
Sure. Yes. Worldwide technology is maybe the best kept secret in a few ways around. We're a privately held company based out of St. Louis. We have a number of services and product lines. The area that I'm focused in on is in the service provider space. We're a $12 billion company, and we have and offer a mix of services as well as often thought of as a value-added reseller, which is where some of our roots are. But increasingly, we're focusing on providing consultative services, especially into the services industry, service provider industry, as well as to enterprise customers to help them achieve their business goals, you know, especially increasingly around mobility and, in my case, some edge compute services.
So now for the mobile edge computing, what is mobile edge computing and what opportunities do you see in the marketplace for the technology?
Yeah, multi-access edge compute or mobile edge compute, depending on the flavor, simply put, is the storage and processing capabilities at the edge of a network. Often at the edge of a cellular network, it could also be within the fabric of, let's say, an enterprise's network. This allows for low latency applications to be resident close to the consumer that enables a number of different and exciting use cases, both around increased security and low latency, as well as in some cases, the ability to decrease overall bandwidth associated with use cases that are increasingly being consumed by enterprise customers at the edge of a network. There's a number of use cases that you might start to see and are beginning to experience at the edge of a network. Some of the areas that I think are worth highlighting are around industrial manufacturing. As the manufacturing process becomes more automated, advanced, services require low latency transaction to make minute adjustments to that manufacturing process as close to real time as possible. There is a very competitive landscape emerge in the retail space between the big retailers, online retailers, as well as of late, just with COVID, the retail environment is under strain and challenge. And to be able to personalize some of those experiences at the edge of the network, I think is also a relevant use case associated with edge compute. We're seeing some simple applications like caching at the edge to decrease time to first frame and also decrease the amount of bandwidth required at the edge to support ever advancing video quality around moving from 720 to 1080 and 4K HDR and an increasing number of consumers consuming that video within an enterprise location or over a cellular network. Edge compute often can cache content in a way that decreases the necessity to have real-time bandwidth back to a central storage at an ISP or maybe a cloud environment. So a number of use cases are coming to market that support that MEC use case needs. And we're picking through a number of those and how a service provider might be able to bring those to market.
With the edge computing? Is 5G actually a requirement?
Technically, no. Being able to process and provide compute and storage at the edge of a network does not necessitate 5G, but increasingly we're seeing those two items coupled together. At the end of the day, there's a tremendous shift going on in the industry, and it has to do with the spirit and the standards around 5G is really intended to be, start to abstract software from the hardware and abstract the management of bandwidth from the hardware. And really the standard is geared towards supporting software in these new use cases abstracted from the infrastructure and run on x86 gear. And edge compute often can support those new use cases even for a carrier. But increasingly, this is my opinion, the 5G infrastructure build out is a very expensive prospect. And not a lot of the new capabilities that 5G enable for consumers are going to result in a higher ARPU for each one of those customers. So the average revenue per customer may not justify the spend on the 5G infrastructure build. So we're increasingly seeing edge compute coupled with 5G initiatives as a new source of revenue to offset some of the costs of 5G. And the new sources of revenue are often coming from enterprise customers wanting to create experiences or fulfill business needs by leveraging applications that require low latency capabilities. And so while edge compute is not tied directly to 5G, increasingly we're seeing those coupled together as part of this next phase of infrastructure build out to support 5G capabilities.
With all of the 5G and the edge computing, a lot of enterprise customers have to be basically taking advantage of that. And what are your experiences in that area with the enterprise customers?
Late last year, we conducted a study in conjunction with Analysys Mason, a partner of ours, to go out and survey enterprise customers and try to find out directly from them what they're focusing on and what they're interested in. And we've summarized the findings from that survey in a report that we've published on our website. It's tagged the Edge Disconnect. And that survey, and subsequently talking to a number of enterprise customers since that survey, we've kind of coalesced around some real core needs that are emerging in the enterprise space for edge compute. Top of mind for me is ubiquitous availability. Some of these use cases require consistency across network and even across geographies. And so that implies that, say, it's a use case that supports autonomous driving. That vehicle may traverse all of North America and a number of edge providers, but the use case is similar across all of those. And so the ubiquitous need is starting to emerge as something very interesting and sometimes challenging to meet. But we have some interesting work in that area that brings that together. Another big concern from enterprises is security. There's often user data associated with some of these edge transactions, being able to deploy in a secure way. Again, that becomes top of mind. We've found through the survey that we've done, as well as conversations and interoperability. I think that at this stage, there's a number of edge platforms that are emerging in the marketplace, but a use case will need to work the same on, let's say, AWS wavelength platform versus Azure Edge. Enterprises don't necessarily care what the back-end infrastructure is. They want to make sure that there's common utility, no matter what is happening on the back end. And so that level of interoperability becomes critical when planning new use cases for deployment and support. And all of this needs to be delivered securely, uniformly, and cost is always top of mind as well. So at the end of the day, these use cases need to be competitive with running applications maybe at a core cloud infrastructure. I think there's some willingness to pay a little bit of a premium for ubiquitous edge compute capabilities, but cost pressures are immense. And so enterprise customers are often cost sensitive to these new use cases. So that's kind of what we found out so far.
So let's look at this from a little different perspective, maybe from the service provider's point of view. How can they capitalize on MEC opportunities?
I think today the opportunities with enterprise customers, I think over time we'll increasingly see end consumers demanding these low latency use cases. And those could be in the form of AR and VR games, in and around new experiences that are on top of a 5G network. But today, I think the real focal point is in and around enterprise applications. Part of that analysis Mason study or the edge disconnect, you know, a couple of areas that we really focused in on, one of which was what is the true opportunity here? And based off of this partnership around this analysis, we believe there's about $17 billion global market over the next 5 years, which is a significant amount of new revenue possible for the service providers. If you dissect that number a little bit, what we're finding is about 59% of that global opportunity is in and around the applications themselves, not necessarily on the bandwidth or the backend platform, but you know, the real focal point, especially with enterprises, is what are those applications and how can that further their business objectives as well as, you know, satisfy their consumers' needs. It's a significant portion of that opportunity that's really focusing on the applications themselves. One of the, I think, the challenges is there's a low awareness that a service provider could service the needs of an enterprise customer. And we found that, you know, top of mind of who could help with an enterprise's edge application needs, respondents cited, you know, about 6% of them thought of the service provider as somebody that could really help in that arena. And so that low awareness, I think, is a challenge. But at the same time, there's a tremendous opportunity to offer integrated bandwidth and edge compute services and the applications that run integrated with those. But to date, we've found there's low awareness that the service provider is going to be able to facilitate those needs and fulfill those needs. And we're really focused in on what are those enterprises' jobs to be done? What are the use cases that are needed? The business model between, you know, behind each one of those use cases. Each use case might have a very unique ROI associated with it, and really focus in on how do we enable our enterprise partners to fulfill those needs, fulfill those use cases. And we're also helping the service providers to better package and communicate those, as we think that low awareness is a big risk as they increasingly are investing in both 5G and associated edge compute capabilities. That becomes a challenge.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Most everything that I've spoken about is available at wwt.com. We have what we call the platform, We make some of these reference architectures available for our customers and potential partners to actually demonstrate. We also have the survey results from our Edge Disconnect endeavors. And we have a number of solutions that we've already proofed out at our ATC that are end-to-end services that a service provider could deploy and start, recouping some revenue with their enterprise customers straight away. And all of that can be found on our website.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Dan Graham. He is the global product leader of mobile edge computing with Worldwide Technology. Dan, very interesting technology. And what we're going through on the edge is really changing fast. And as the standards come forward, it'll look to stabilize that whole arena.
Don, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. We're working diligently to make this easy, seamless, scalable, and really partnering with our service provider partners to grow this as a new revenue opportunity for them. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.